This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It is pathetic to watch Barack Obama. I mean, think about it. It's pathetic. And here's what I'm talking about. He's that guy. He's that guy who takes credit for nothing, for doing nothing. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com is where you can find me. 844-551-8255. You know what we did the other month before I get back to pathetic Obama? We got enough downloads to where we got a service that started looking at us for advertising. So soon I may not be able to tell you guys that we make no money on the show. We'll see. But back to Obama. So he's that guy. The guy who shows up at the very end to help you move when you say, hey, we're going to be moving from noon to 4. And he shows up at 3:58, takes one item into the car and says, yeah, I helped you move. And then he wants you to help him move in 2 months. That guy. Hollywood makes movies about guys like Obama. You know, you may not recall. Let me give you an example. The Good Samaritan who saves somebody's life and then he walks away. But then another guy happens to be up on the scene. So everybody credits that guy. And that guy just kind of goes, and he gets caught up in it, right? Yeah, I am that guy. I am the savior. You're right. I did it. But then what Barack Obama didn't count on is that the guy who's actually saving, who did the saving, he says, no, he didn't do it. I did it. And not only did I do it, I have proof. And this brings me to this whole thing about Barack Obama wanting to take credit for Trump's moves. Here's a president. Here's a dude. Let me put it this way. A slacker who became president. That's as good as it gets. He failed as president, but you know what? People still look at him however they do. There's a small group of people that think he was worth, you know, whatever. And it's not enough. It's not enough for him to say, you know what? I wish the guy that follows me, I wish him very much success. I'm willing to help in that success. I want nothing but the best for the country. No, he wants to relive the glory years that don't even exist. Obama caused the wreck that he was standing there as people were giving him the adulation saying, you saved everybody. No, he ruined the plane and luckily everybody got out alive, but he didn't save anybody. He was the pilot that brought the plane down. He was just dressed in civilian clothes, so nobody knew. And I don't know, maybe it's the wrong analogy. As I walk it through, it isn't working as well as I thought, but I think you get the picture. I think you understand what I'm saying. It's pathetic to watch somebody who wants to be so much in the limelight. He's had his day in the sun. Move along. Think of it as Michael Jordan. If Michael Jordan were... we'll use a different analogy. What do you guys like that? So Michael Jordan, he's done playing. Okay, now it's Kobe's time. It's LeBron's time. And Jordan were like, yeah, man, but they ain't got nothing on me. Back in the day, I was the man, you know, which, by the way, Michael Jordan was, and he could certainly get away with saying that. But Michael Jordan is quiet. Michael Jordan is out living his life, I mean, fabulously, I would presume. Living his life fabulously. Everybody's seeing him. Mr. Jordan, can I get your autograph, Mr. Jordan? I mean, he's got it all. And he doesn't need to decry the next group, good or bad. If you ask him, maybe he'll give you his opinion. But Barack Obama, I'm telling you, and Bush used to be this way. He stayed out of the politics of it all. Now he's decided he's going to enter into the fray, and that's fine. If he wants to do it, I'm cool with it. I'm not going to be mad at the dude. But I'll tell you this, it really is disturbing to me to watch a guy want to take credit for somebody else's moves. If Barack Obama could say to us, you know what? I mean, if he admitted this, if he says, look, I underestimated the economy's growth. I capped it at 2. I'm really happy to see Donald Trump's able to get it to four. If he said, you know what, I challenged President Trump to get to, you know, to get the economy moving and to get manufacturing jobs back, and I'm happy to say that he was able to do it. I disagree with his approach, but I'm happy to see that America's feasting on this. But I will say this. I feel like I did have a part in this economy. Now, some people may disagree on my approach. And we're never really going to know, are we? I think that some of the moves I made were good moves to help, you know, usher in a time where Donald Trump could be more successful. I certainly hope that. Now, what would you say to that? I mean, I would be, you know what, that's reasonable. He's not saying my moves are certainly the right moves, because I'm going to tell you, I don't think printing $8 trillion is the way to do it. But if he felt that, that's cool. But I'll tell you this, give Donald Trump $8 trillion new dollars and watch what he does with it. America would own the world. He would be investing. The only thing we would lack is manpower. I'll be honest with you. But Barack Obama can't be that magnanimous. This is what I don't understand about the political discourse in this country, particularly coming from the left. What is it about you that says you can't give this guy credit? What is it? If Donald Trump, here's what I'll tell you. In the year 2024, when Donald Trump leaves office, if 2 years later, the next president of the United States is taking what Donald Trump has done and he's improving on it, I can guarantee you Donald Trump will say something along the lines of what I said earlier. You know, look, I'm really happy to see President so-and-so, taking advantage of some of the things that we were able to create during my administration. And I'm happy that we've kept this streak going. I'm happy that he's able to do this or the stock market's going even higher. I felt like we gave him a solid floor. Now, you know, and he would go along those lines. And I know there are people, oh, come on, Kevin Trump, he's an egomaniac, he's this, that, and the other. Let me tell you something. He's not going to let you forget what he does, because he's not going to let somebody else step in and become the hero. And I don't blame him. We live in a time where if you're not tooting your own horn, there ain't anybody going to toot it for you. Trust me when I tell you this. Because my team, we've done some things that are absolutely stupendous. And there are people who want it kept quiet. They don't want it to be known that we're as effective as we are. And there are people willing to step in and say, no, I'm the one that's doing this. We're the one bringing the black vote. We're the one bringing millennials. We're the one bringing so-and-so. Really? Well, I think we had a little bit to do with it. But we're not going to be tooting our own horns. Folks, we got a lot to talk about today. I'm so happy you're with us. Stick in. Listen to Kevin Jackson. Hey, Gary.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at CloserThanYourBreath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So Cory Booker unveiled his savings account, and it reminded me of the Myra. You guys remember the Myra? That was the version of the IRA account, individual retirement accounts, and Obama called it the Myra. And it was going to be a smaller version of an IRA, which where you could put up to, you know, $1,500, $2,000 in an account, and, you know, just you couldn't touch it or whatever. I don't know all the details, but it was, you know, an individual savings account, a retirement account. And so the Myra was going to let poor people do it. So Obama said, look, if we could just let poor people save $10, $20 at a time in these smaller versions of IRAs, and they may only save $100 or $200 a year, but it adds up over time, and for them it would be significant. And, of course, all of the people involved in finance went, do you understand what it takes? You know, the amount of orchestration it takes to get an account set up and the fees, et cetera, you would eat that up in the fees. And so the Myra went absolutely nowhere, the same as Barack Obama's presidency. They're always looking for ways to protect the poor, except in ways to protect the poor. Let me tell you how you protect the poor. You teach them how to become rich. You give them better jobs. You give them better skills training. You explain to them to find that thing that they have passion in and go after that. You also teach them decorum, how to save properly. That the Myra, forget a Myra. Just put that little $20 a month into a bank account and don't touch it. Rich dad, poor dad. Anyway, Cory Booker's got some lame brain scheme now that he says, this is how we're going to do it. Spartacus is going to help, you know, free the revolution, free the slaves. He announced this bill where he would establish, I love this, taxpayer-funded savings accounts for every American at birth. Now, I want you to think about that. You think you got an immigration problem at birth. Every illegal in this country and those who are here that have a baby that can drop one of these 14th Amendment, you know, not technically, it shouldn't be based on that, but these, quote, anchor babies is going to get $1,000 a year. That's what he wants. He says, it's hard to get ahead in life if you begin behind the line at the starting line. No, it isn't. Not in this country. Oh, my gosh. The American Opportunity Account Act would essentially create a trust fund. That I love these ideas with the left because it's not your money to run. The taxpayers are going to put this money in an account. So it's welfare. And then the government's going to manage it because they're so good at it. Let me ask you this. Would you give your money to a money manager who is $21 trillion in debt? I'm just asking. Simple question. Don't get all woo-hoo-hoo. You know, I'm just saying, would you do it? I wouldn't. Here's what he says. Every child born is going to get this account. After 18, their money can be accessed, but only for certain, get this, human and financial capital investments, like buying a house. Or, here's the fun one, paying for higher ed. See, we've got 529 accounts. We got all kinds of clever ways to pay for higher ed. Why? Because it's a racket. The best racket the government runs. It's the biggest Ponzi scheme on the planet to say, hey, we're going to give you a substandard education. And we're going to let you apply for all these loans and grants and everything else. Taxpayer expense. And they're going to want to do it because they want you to get ahead. You go into your college or whatever, flunk out, do whatever you need to do. If you flunk out, then you're going to pay back your loans. But if you don't, we'll have them pay them back for you. If you get through, you may get a job, you may not. We'll maybe have you pay back your loans or not. And all the while, you're going to take a bunch of classes in college that have nothing to do with your degree. We're going to let you do that. So all the classes in college that have nothing to do with your degree, you're going to pay for. These are going to be the social justice classes. We're going to radicalize you and stick you out into the real world. And we're going to train you not to complain about taxes and all that. Why? Because we've given you all kinds of breaks. And meanwhile, who picks up the bill? You and I. We train the radicals. We pay for their nonsense. And we just keep rinse and repeat. And we do it year after year. We need real obligate. We need real change in education that I'm not going to discuss right now, but we need it, and it's not through this. But Cory Booker says, if you want to buy a house or you want to get higher ed. So you know what people are going to want to do to get their money out? I guess I got all that money in there. I mean, I might as well just go to college. So we made it easier. Our cancer grows and we fund it. Or you can buy a house. Why can't I buy a business? I'd like to buy a business. Why can't I buy a piece of land as an investment? What are you going to limit me to do? Do I have to buy a house or can I buy an investment property? What if I need a car? What if I just want to take a vacation because I need it? Anyway, everybody gets $1,000 in their new, quote, opportunity account managed by the Treasury Department. Funds will accrue about 3% interest. Every year, the account will receive an additional deposit, though it will vary depending on the family's income. So a child whose family brings in $25,100 or less will get around $2,000 each year. So if you're at the poverty line, your kids are going to get $2,000 deposited in this account each year. So just think of it this way. At the age of 18, they'll have $35,000 in this account. for college or to buy a house. and he says this, as the plan targets income equality, the more a family makes, the less money is deposited into the account. But everybody, I guess, gets this initial $1,000. And then if you make too much money, you get nothing else. If you know, and it varies up to that point. And I'm presuming the parents can't touch this money. You know what? I hate to say this, but this is a fact. There will be people whose kids will be killed. Their parents will get that money and be happy to get it. I hate to say that, but it's true. Because that's how leftism works. But here's the real sad part. So you're funding this. You're funding the idea, just the notion that he wants to give this $1,000 at birth. Now, add to that Democrats who want to give people $1,000 a month. I'm sorry, $500 a month as a livable way, you know, just an income for being alive. Who's going to pay for that? And you're not going to get it because you don't qualify. So you're now out of the $1,000 that you paid initially. $2,000 per child whose parents make under a certain amount of money. And if you've got 10 children, just think of it, you're getting $20,000 of free taxpayer money put into every one of your kids' accounts. I mean, what does Cory Booker think this is going to inspire? Revolt, I hope. I hope we decide we're not going to go for it. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Thanks for hanging in there, folks, listening to Kevin Jackson. Keep it up.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Authorities are continuing to investigate at least 10 suspicious packages that were sent. Two of those packages were sent to Congresswoman Maxine Waters, one at her local office in California and the other in Washington, D.C. Former Congressman Jason Chaffetz joined Fox News to talk about where he believes there is a breakdown when it comes to protecting elected officials.
Where the system does break down, if I'm being candid about it, is when members go back to their home offices. You know, at W. Wasserman Schultz, what she's dealing with in Florida, they don't have those types of protocol. They don't have that type of protocol in place.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor said on Thursday that new evidence indicated that the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi had been premeditated. A weekend nor'easter will soak the East Coast with rain, strong winds, and coastal flooding, and even some snow to the interior parts of the Northeast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source ComScore total visits.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Every time I see one of these Trump rallies, I think to myself, we're going to need a bigger boat. You know that scene from Jaws when they finally see the shark? Those rallies are huge. They're huge. I mean, there's no other way to describe them. They're huge. And the other day I talked about Charles Payne saying the energy that you feel at him is unbelievable. He said it's everyone, and it's true. It's like a Republican convention. I was at the Republican convention. I'm telling you, he is not exaggerating it one bit. The energy is palpable. It's amazing to feel it. And this is a midterm. One of my friends, he said he stood in line in Houston because they could vote early on this whatever day, a couple days ago. And he says, he stood in line, he says, for hours, the early voting had already started. He's in a staunchly conservative area. He says it was hours. They're saying that they're going to allow Uber and these different car services are going to be taking people at a discounted rate to the polls or free to the polls to try to drive the vote. Businesses are saying they're going to open up and let people have more time to vote. Let me tell you what that means. You are going to go vote. The leftists are going to look at it as a day off. I got 4 hours to go do what I want? Okay, cool. And they're going to go movies, whatever. Whatever leftists do. I don't want to put you in their heads. But you are going to go vote. And that energy that they're talking about is your energy. It's not the left's energy. Anyway, glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is how you can reach me. And I am Kevin Jackson. And if you want to give us a call, 844-551-8255. Lots going on. I'll update you guys here in a week or so. Once I know a little bit more about what our plan is for TV, what our plan is for radio. Sound like Obama. Plan is for TV. Plan is for radio. Yeah, but we're working on a few things. We'll see what happens. And, of course, we've got our projects that we're working as well. And they don't come without their challenges. So we will be reaching out to you to spread the word, to get us help, et cetera, et cetera. Yep, they need a bigger boat. Democrats are scared. They're furious. Nothing's working. Bernie Sanders actually let it out, let the cat out the bag. Said the left is doomed. They're admitting that the blue wave was little more than a pipe dream. You know what a pipe is when you're going through the surfer tube? Yeah, it's a pipe dream. They knew it. They've known it all along. And I love talking about it. I really do, because it's that rub your face in it in the moment. We talked about the historical elements of the midterms, how bad it was going to be for Trump. He's not popular, they told us. They said, Donald Trump, how can he be popular? He's a misogynist. He's a racist. He's an Islamophobe. Nobody likes him, but he fills up venues. Well, that doesn't matter. They're not saying that much anymore, are they? that what they're saying are things like this. They're saying, man, this dude seems like he's bulletproof. I teased in a tweet, Donald Trump could kill somebody in the middle of Times Square. Well, you know. I teased it and wanted to get the left riled up. They told us Barack Obama's madly popular, man. This dude, you can't be any more popular than this guy. Certainly, I'll tell you this, in 2008, that's probably true. If Barack Obama had lived up to his billing, let me tell you, James Carville might have been right. He said a Democratic majority is emerging, and much of the credit goes to Barack Obama. Before that, he said, 40 more years. The name of the book title, 40 More Years, How the Democrats Will Rule the Next Generation. That was the title of James Carville's book, 2008. A decade later, the Democrats have gotten more butt kickings than anybody. Give me somebody that gets their butts kicked, like a football team. They take the worst sports team you can find, and the Democrats have gotten their butts kicked more than them. It's laughable. Obama got crushed under the red tide in the 2010 midterms. I went through it. It's one of the bloodiest midterms in decades as far as the political blood sport goes. It was bloody. The Democrats, you ever seen one of those battle scenes from like Braveheart or whatever? Or did you watch 300 where the Greeks are going along after they've killed them and they're making sure they're dead and they're just walking around talking and then stabbing, you know? That's what it was. It was carnage. No other way to describe it. And I told you guys, look at the trend lines. Obama dropped from like 60% approval being ushered into the presidency. 2 years later, he's down to 45. And that was on the affirmative action grade code, you know, the curve. Barack Obama was probably in the 30s at that time, in reality. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is at the highest that he's been in the very same poll going into the midterms. And that does not need to be graded on a curve. In fact, they penalized Donald Trump for being white, rich Republican, and knocked him down to 47. Barack Obama was at 45, going down from 63 or so to 45. He lost at least 18 points. Donald Trump, they say, went in at the lowest approval of any president. I don't know what the poll was, but it was in the 30s. And now he's at 47. So if he's come up 9%, 8%. The percentage gain for him versus the percentage drop of Obama, it's uncanny. I mean, bloody, bloody, bloody. And, you know, the Democrats want to go on this idea that you know, they've got history on their side. They've got all these different things going for them, and they're challenging in all these races. And I gave you the numbers the other day. I said if the Democrats can't pull off the places where they got the 1% lead, they lose. They can't pull off the places where they have the 4% lead, they lose. The Democrats are not going to pull off places where they've had double-digit leads. They're going to get absolutely shocked, folks. And you're a part of it. Be happy about this. And, I mean, all I can tell you is the things that these guys are relying on, the things that they think are their sacred cows, like Barack Obama, are totally unreliable. You have no reason to fear Barack Obama coming on the campaign trail. I talked about it the other day. I played clips from his so-called campaign for that the lady out of Nevada, and there was no campaign for her. It was a campaign for Barack Obama. And you know what? Even his own people are sick of hearing his voice. They won't admit it, but they haven't missed it. They want Hillary Clinton to go away. They want Barack Obama to go away. They can't say it because it would, you know, people are going to go, oh, you're racist or whatever, but they want him to go away. I asked the other day, I said, watch the signs. Ask yourself, look at the number of places Barack Obama goes between now and the election cycle, between now and the day of the election. Look at the number of people who say, please come in. They may want some of his money, but they're not. Maybe he can pull together a fundraiser or two. But there's nobody that's like doting on Barack Obama. Please come and take a campaign with me. Please, please, please. And after what he did with this lady in who's running against Dean Heller in Nevada, I can't imagine anybody wanting him. It was a total ego trip. But what I wanted to talk about was Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders gets it. He's going, you know what? This blue wave is not going to happen. I mean, let's just face it. Yeah. Tom Perez said this on CNN. We always knew that this election was going to be close. I don't use the term blue wave. I bet you don't, Tom. The top Democratic leaders have promised after 2016. Guys, go look this up. You don't have to believe Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. Go look it up for yourselves. They told us there was going to be a blue wave. They didn't. They were unconcerned. They weren't sure about the Senate because the conservatives, the Republicans have 50, Democrats have 44, six seats that they feel like are in play. And I'm telling you, the Democrats have more seats in play than they want to let make you believe. They're afraid, and they better be. They believe that the strategy now, they have one strategy. You want to know what it is? They're trying to scare their voters into turning out on November the 6th. They're telling women, you can lose your right to choose. You know, Republicans are going to come and kill you in the middle of the night and take your uteruses, you know, or uteri. Is that the plural of the uterus? They're pulling out all the stops. Old people, they're going to take your money and your pills. Black folks, they're going to put you back on the plantation. And you know what? None of it is playing to the normal crowd. Black folks moving in droves. This is all rehash. But I'm going to talk about it because I want you to understand where we are and the level of desperation. And I want you to watch the trend of desperation as we get closer. We're still, you know, 2+ weeks out. Wait till it gets a little closer. It gets more and more scary for them. Got to take a short break. We'll be back listening to The Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com.
This is The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You got to do more than listen to radio. You do. And I got friends out there who tell me, Kevin, I only listen to radio. You're my show, this, that, and the other. I appreciate you guys. I'm glad you're paying attention to Kevin Jackson. That's me. I'm glad you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm glad you're sending me notes to kjradio.com. You're also giving me a call. 844-551-8255. But sometimes you got to go visual. You got to go visual. I saw a video that was a sign. And you guys know I talk a lot about the signs. I talk about no matter what Trump rally you go to, no matter where you hear it, it will be packed. It will be overflowing. It will be standing room only. I talked the other day. I said there will be as many people at home that wish they could go, but they don't want to brave the crowds. They're like, I'm not parking a mile away. I'm not waiting in a line. One of my guys in Houston, Texas, he said he went at 4 o'clock in the morning to wait for the Trump rally, and he said there were thousands of people there. 4 o'clock in the morning. tell me anywhere you would wait for Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, any of those clowns, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, any of them, from 4 o'clock in the morning to whenever. If you give them 30 minutes, you've given them 30 minutes, 29 minutes longer than most people. Glad you guys are listening to me. It is Kevin Jackson. You are listening too. I understand why Democrats are so orchestrated. They're so planned out. They can't get people to come protest freely, so they got to pay people. They can't get migrants to come in to the country the normal way, so they pay people. They pay people to disrupt. Here, here's some money. Now go disrupt Trump. Okay, it's a job. It's an easy job for the day. Democrats are evil folks. The only way they can get elected is through cheating. The only way they can get you to pay attention to their side is through trickery. When I say smoke and mirrors, I legitimately am talking about smoke and mirrors. When you look at how the media shows events for Obama, for Hillary Clinton, for any of them, all you got to do is look at the angle. I remember Hillary Clinton, they had a close-up of her with people surrounding her. It looked like she was in the midst of a scrum. And you got the impression, wow, it must have been a big event. I'm not exaggerating this one bit when I tell you this. There weren't 50 people at that event. They gathered everybody together. They took a close-up picture. They made Hillary speak. They had a few people standing behind her. The angle that they had, it looked, they filled the screen. There weren't 50 people at that event. I'm not exaggerating it one bit. If you watch the fake news media and you watched Obama's speech in Nevada, I'm going to say it right, it looked like he was speaking to a packed house. Behind him, they shot at an angle where they filled the frame, and it looked like it was packed. If they did shift to the front, which I never saw him do it, you know, the volume and everything looked huge. I mean, it looked big. It looked like a Trump rally. I knew it wasn't. They don't report the numbers when they talk about Obama stuff because there's nothing to report. In Philadelphia, they said it was 700. I mean, that's the number of people it takes to put on a Trump event. 700. In Nevada, I don't know how many there were. I criticized his speech because he didn't even talk about the lady. All he talked about was himself. I jumped him for that. He deserved it. That candidate deserves more. I don't know what, you know, I mean, I'm not here to tell him what to do, but if the Democrat Party brings you out of your rat hole, they expect you to come out and bring some cheese. You know, they want you to come out there and make people look good. Barack Obama started campaigning himself. But I digress. I can't imagine what this guy, when he first got started, remember how many people Barack Obama would speak to? He would speak to thousands. People could not wait to see this guy. Think back on it. Barack Obama would go, they'd say, he's coming to town, man. It was stadium packed. Overseas, he was getting 50, 60, 70,000 people that wanted to see this dude. By the end of his 8 years, you guys may not remember this, he was speaking at the UN, and they had to remind people that he was there and that he was done. There weren't 45 people in the room, and when he finished, one guy clapped, and then the others looked up and clapped a little bit, and he walked off in complete obscurity. Donald Trump is a rock star at the UN. He's a rock star in France. He's a rock star in England. He's a rock star wherever he goes. Any venue that man goes to is going to be packed. It will be people waiting in line. It will be people wishing they could get in. There will be more people outside of an event for Donald Trump than there is in the entirety of anything Barack Obama does from now to the rest of his life. That's just the truth. It looked like in Nevada, Barack Obama packed the house. His speech, he talked about all the great things that he's done for this country. Better than we. Better than Donald Trump. What have you guys done? Look at what I handed Donald Trump. And he's talking as if he's speaking to the huddled masses. Let me tell you something. If there were 500 people at that event, I'll eat my shoes. I saw the angle, and I went, you've got to be kidding me. They had it up on InfoWars, and then I put it up And then I went and grabbed all of the Trump events. Because one of the things that they keep talking about, well, not keep on, but they have talked about is, you know, Jim Acosta says, oh, there aren't that many people here because he's there at the very beginning. Oh, there's only 1,000 people here. If Trump's talking about there's tens of thousands, 10,000 people are going to show up. By the end of the evening, 12,000 with 3,000 standing outside. That's the way it works. There's nobody that can argue this. Man, I could not believe that these guys pulled tricks with the angles of Barack Obama. I hadn't seen the video. I'm just telling you right now, I hadn't seen it. I only, you know, got the, we played an audio clip from it earlier in the show, and I knew I was going to talk about the video side, so I waited. But I had not seen the video when I was, you know, I mean, not when I was talking about it earlier, but I'm saying, in order to present this to you, at the time, I hadn't seen it. You look at the right angle and you get an idea of the audience size. They got bleachers behind Barack Obama. And I don't know where this thing is being held, but it could easily be triple, quadruple the capacity. And there's nobody in these bleachers. There's a scattering of people, a smattering. And the person who did the video, I wish they lifted it up a little bit more and just pan. But I'm telling you, what you could see, it was not standing room only. Not at all. Look, clearly there was so much room in these bleachers above the audience. And what it said to me was baby black Jesus cannot pull people in that want to see him. Where's Jay-Z when you need him, Barack? When Barack emerged in September in Philly to help, finger quotes, the Democrats, I said he wouldn't last long and he didn't. He went into hibernation for a month and a day. After only one event, he did nothing else in the way of public appearances until a month later. That gave me all the signs I'm telling you guys about. It was reported that in Philadelphia, there were like 700 people there. Now, I don't know how many were in Philadelphia. I'm going to take their word for it. 700 people is one little screenshot of the Trump audience. 700 people. I didn't even get the numbers that they reported for Obama, but here's what I will tell you. When the press won't tell you what those numbers are, you know they're dismal. Now, in contrast, from the Office of Redundancy Office, Trump rallies are like those of a rock star. And in order to validate my own curiosity, I went back and I went to Duluth, I went to Evanston, the Philadelphia rally, the Missouri rally, the Phoenix rally, and I pulled pictures from every one. There's not a shot that you can find for any of those rallies where Donald Trump does not show thousands of people. And I'm not talking about they're there just to, hey, Donald Trump. They are energized. They are ready to go. I keep going back to that quote that Charles Payne said. He said, Donald Trump's rallies have all the appearance of a Republican convention. Not even a midterm. He goes, it has all the feel of a presidential election. Guys, you can't buy that kind of enthusiasm. You can't. Doesn't matter what the weather is, people will stand in oppressive heat, they'll stand in rain, they'll stand in snow, they'll stand shivering. One of my staffers went to a Trump event. She says, Kevin, it was freezing. She goes, but I was determined to go, and she goes, I had to walk a half a mile from where we parked the car. I mean, it was everything that you would go. And you still went? She was like, shoot, I was going. I wanted to sit, and she did some interviews and stuff, and she said it kept her mind off the cold. But she said, I was going. She couldn't get in. Stayed outside, watching on one of the big TVs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.